In any event, the French knights despoiled the great Jewish communities of Worms, of Spires, of Mayence. Those communities were destroyed during the period between Passover and Shavuos of 1096. And thousands of Jews were killed. Other thousands of Jews were forcibly converted. Now this again, for the first time in Europe, you had mass forcible conversions of Jews. And this would set the stage for what the Spanish Inquisition would attempt to do 300 years later. That the choice was given to a Jew whether to convert or to allow himself to be martyred. Also, for the first time, and this we find in rabbinic response and literature, for the first time, suicide became legitimatized among the Jewish people if it was to prevent conversion or torture. So that Jews who felt that they would be unable to withstand the torture were permitted to kill themselves in advance, rather than take the chance of being converted forcibly. And we have in the records of Jewish parents that slew their children and their grandchildren. It's a documentation of horror. In order not to be converted forcibly. And the church itself viewed the matter ambivalently. It really depended upon the local bishop or the local cardinal. Some of them, such as in the city of Cologne, in the city of Rouen, defended the Jews. Some of them were killed by the crusader mobs themselves. The bishop was killed because he protected the Jews. Some of them extorted money from the Jews on the basis of promising protection and then gave them up to the mob. And the church was faced with a dilemma. We have letters from the Pope attempting, after the horse had escaped from the barn, attempting to close the door, attempting to say to them not to destroy the Jews. Now, I've mentioned to you before that there is a concept in Roman Catholicism of the Pope's Jews. Under the theory of Roman Catholicism, the Jews have to survive. One of the great questions that always bothers the world is how do the Jews survive? What supernatural power do they have that enables them to survive such an event, such a history? So the Roman Catholic Church came up with a theological theory that the Jews survive because they have to be here when Jesus comes back the second time. They are the witness people. They're going to bear witness to the fact that they were wrong all the time, and at the end, they will be the ones that convert. Just as an aside, that's part of the problem with all of the fundamentalist Christian support for the State of Israel, which goes on today, which on the surface looks so reassuring and strengthening to us. It has as its root the fact that there have to be Jews, and there has to be a state of Israel, and that the state of Israel is going to become a Christian state. And when that doesn't happen, they're going to be awfully disappointed. And their reaction may not be as pro-Israel as we see them now. But in any event, that was the theory of the witness people. There have to be Jews at the end. So the Pope, in order to guarantee, when he saw that Jews were being slaughtered throughout Europe, so the Christian church ran the danger that there wouldn't be any Jews left. So he had to preserve some Jews. Those Jews were called the Pope's Jews. Most of them lived in the ghetto in Rome, and they were under direct papal protection. Even in the Second World War, the only official protest that we have from Pius XII to the Nazis regarding their destruction of the Jews is when the Nazis took away the Pope's Jews from Rome.